WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Those are the call letters of all the radio stations we are on in this network right here, the TAN Talk Network, TANTALK1340.com. What's so cool about technology these days is you can listen on your iPad, you can listen on your phone. There's even a way with Starcom Media that you can listen to those shows on the telephone. Megan, isn't that wild? That is
it's so cool.
It is. Just go to our website, goyard2014.org, and you'll see the phone number there to call in at 5 o'clock Eastern on Thursday nights for Go Yard. You can't use the phone on this network, but you can on the Starcom Media. And so welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia, senior pastor of this ministry. And Nan and Megan are part of our radio team that are on with me today. And we are excited about the prayer ministry, even though it's been going on really since the beginning of this ministry. But it took a different step, you know, in a few years back when we were able to use email. Megan, would you just tell people what they can do there with the prayer ministry, and then we will move on here.
I'll tell you what, any prayer request that you have, it goes to prayers@bohmglobal.com.
Right.
And either Pastor Jim or my mom, Betty, will pick that up and send out a prayer. And then all of the people that are attached to the prayer team pray the prayer that was sent out. And we
yes.
pray in unison.
Yes, we do.
And it says in the Bible, where two or three are gathered in his name, there they are in the midst of him.
Amen.
And it is true, because, boy, have we seen just within the past couple of weeks the praise report.
Oh.
Coming in.
Oh,
and so
serious,
you know,
things that
yes.
God is healing. He's moving around
Amen.
The world and healing.
Amen.
Setting people free.
It doesn't matter what type of prayer request it is. If you need prayer or if you need guidance, send it out. Send an email. Don't be afraid, because that's what we're here for, is to pray for each other.
Amen. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. We also have a new texting phone number you can use during our shows or at any time. It comes directly to my personal phone. 727-888-4171 is our new text phone number if you want to text during either of the shows. If you have a question, a comment, or anything, that's 727-888-4171. And we are going to go to a song that is absolutely life-changing. If you just joined us right now in our second hour, this is a two-hour show that airs live every Sunday afternoon in the Tampa Bay area, and that's on www.tantalk1340.com. We're also on TuneIn Radio, so there's a lot of ways you can access. Also, after every show, within about a day, the show is put up on the tantalk1340.com podcast. So if you go to the website there and go to podcasts, then you go down to the list of shows and you can see Living the Good Life, that's this show, or our Thursday night show, Go Yard. Go to those, that podcast page, and you can access a lot of shows, and you can download them. One of my nieces told me yesterday, girls, that that's what she does every week. She misses them live, but she goes and she just downloads them to her phone. And then when she's ready to listen and has a few minutes, she can do that right on her phone. And so that you can do that. I mean, technology is amazing. So a great way to do it. We're in the book of Mark, and we're 2 weeks away from Resurrection Sunday. And we are just talking about Jesus, and so much of what he did when he walked this earth was to show people the Father through his life and the things he talked about. We just got done talking about the parable of the sower. If you missed it, you can go back and catch it later. But what it's an encounter with Jesus. When you have an encounter with Jesus, it's life-changing, isn't it, Nan?
Yes.
that's the long and short answer
that's
right there.
Short, yes.
Yes, it is. All right. And this next song, this is a wild song. One of my favorites. It's an old song, but it just fit right here. I've Just Seen Jesus, Larnell Harris and Sandy Patty.
We knew he was dead. It is finished, he said. We had watched as his life ebbed away.
Then we all stood around
till the guards took him down. Joseph begged for his body that day.
It was late afternoon when we got to the tomb, wrapped his body and sealed up the grave.
So I know how you feel. His death was so real. But please listen and hear what I say.
I just seen Jesus. I tell you, he's alive. I've just seen Jesus.
Praise God. I've just seen Jesus. When we have an encounter with the risen Lord, changes our life entirely. That's what this show is all about, introducing you to Jesus so that you can have that personal relationship with him that he wants you to have. Nan's got a poem there during that song. She was typing away, Megan.
This is a different kind of poem, and it's like almost like a dialogue between Jesus and people here listening. Will you look to me? Look, will you look for me now? I am here. Just look and see. So much will change in your life once you have come unto me. Jesus, I don't know what to do. I'm so afraid of surrendering it all. But I do want what you have for me. I do want to answer your call. Precious little one, ask me to come in. I will live in your life from then on. You will feel so much better within, and I will help you to become strong. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I want all that you have to give me. I will commit to pray and read the word. I will look to you, and there I will see. You're on the right track now. I'm so proud of you for doing that. You can live victorious life in me. For the kingdom's sake, you can go to bat.
Oh, praise God. Amen. Amen. Wow. You know, when we've just seen Jesus and we are called, you know, to a point of decision in our lives, and maybe there are some of out there across the globe that were affected just then by that song and realize that when we do see him and realize he is the risen Lord, he's not in a tomb, folks. He is the risen Lord, and he lives to always help us every day in everything that we're going through. It's a matter of us making the decision to allow him to be our Lord and Savior. Megan, I think this is a perfect place right here for us to just do a sinner's prayer. If you will repeat after me. And those of you out there in the audience, if you are not sure right now that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, if you're not sure of your salvation, right now is your opportunity. It's an opportunity that is open for you. I'm going to pray. Megan's going to repeat after me. Repeat with Megan and declare. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord, that he is the Son of God, and that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So if you acknowledge those things, but you've never really prayed that prayer and you didn't know how to get yourself to that place of really realizing you are saved, this is your opportunity right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I believe that you are the Son of God.
I believe that you are the Son of God.
I believe you died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe you died on the cross for my sins and my sicknesses.
I believe you're the risen Lord. You came out of the tomb.
I believe you are the risen Lord. You came out of the tomb.
Alive forevermore.
Alive forevermore.
I ask you to forgive me now.
I ask you to forgive me now.
For anything and everything.
For anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
Please come into my heart.
Please come into my heart.
Become my Lord and Savior.
Become my Lord and Savior.
I believe you are the risen Lord.
I believe you are the risen Lord.
And I accept you now.
And I accept you now.
As my personal Savior.
As my personal Savior.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Woo, if you prayed that prayer with us and you understand what you just did and you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord, we would love to hear from you. You know, we are accessible. You can reach me by email, pastor, that's all it is, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And you can also reach our prayer ministry, as we said earlier, which will be Megan's mother, Betty, or my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, that will respond to you. And that is prayers@bohmglobal.com. So we are accessible. We want to hear from you, and we want to answer your questions. Whoa, praise God. Let's get back to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 4, look at verse 21. After Jesus explained the parable of the sower, he went on to say, does anyone bring a lamp home and put it under a wash tub or beneath the bed? Don't you put it up on a table or on the mantle? We're not keeping secrets. We're telling them. We're not hiding things. We're bringing them out into the open. And then Jesus says, are you listening to this? Are you really listening? Listen carefully to what I'm saying and be wary of the shrewd advice that tells you how to get ahead in the world on your own. And Jesus said, it's all about this, giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. Stinginess impoverishes, makes you poor. And that's out of the Message Bible. Whoa, talk to me, Megan, about those verses. Now we'll go to Nan. That Jesus really comes in here and hits people right between the eyes, doesn't he?
He does every single time.
All the time.
But you know, in the beginning of that, when you read that about, do people bring a light in and put it underneath the bed or underneath the washtub?
Right.
It's like, to me, that's saying to me that my light, which is the Holy Spirit, the Lord.
Yes.
Do I want to hide it?
Right.
The answer is no.
Right.
Because it's not something that I'm ashamed of.
Right.
It's something
Amen.
That I'm proud of. And by doing that, by letting it shine, other people can see it.
Yes.
And that's what I pray on a daily basis, is for the Holy Spirit to be seen through me. So if you have the Lord in your life, don't hide him. Don't put him underneath your bed, and don't put something over the top of him. Let it come out. Let him start to be seen through you, and watch how your circumstances change.
Oh, amen.
You know, and it's like, and him saying, continuing to repeat, are you listening?
Right, I like that.
He's asking you that today. Are you really listening to what's coming across the airwaves? Are you truly letting this sink down into your heart?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a powerful scripture.
It really is. And it calls us into accountability.
It
calls us into personal responsibility. Let your light so shine, Jesus said in chapter 8 of John. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. In other words, you know, that little song we sing sometimes when we go to nursing home, Nan, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That's my decision. Okay, if I'm going to let my light shine, or if I am going to be showing people bad stuff, you know, bad attitude, or harboring offense, or all of that stuff. Are we generous with our forgiveness? He says here, generosity begets generosity. You know, stinginess. Some people are so stingy with forgiveness, you know? Some people just don't want to give it away because they want to harbor that resentment and all of that. We've kind of talked about that. But Jesus is saying, are you listening? You got to let your light shine. Talk to me, Nan.
People just don't want to many times give up that forgiveness because it gives them something to hold on to. And it becomes part of them.
Right.
It actually becomes part of them as it continues to stay there. I'm reminded of my aunt, who is going to be 90 in about 2 or 3 weeks, and she still has her mind. She's blind. She can hardly walk. There's a lot of health issues. She still has her mind as sharp as a tack.
Wow.
It's incredible. But that also means she remembers all the stories of when my Aunt Sue did this and did this and did this and so-and-so did this and did this. And I used to hear those stories all the time.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, she kept bringing those stories up, and, you know, and then she'll say, well, like, yay be yay, and yet nay be nay, yet she does it pass and repass and let it go.
Right.
She holds on to it, and I can see where that has become part of her and has consumed her.
Yes.
And so she has a lot of strife within herself as a result of not forgiving, and I think, you know, people, they don't realize it's becoming part of them.
Right.
But it is.
Right. And we've got to let our light shine. And the light needs to be pure. It needs to be one of that light of forgiveness and generosity. It needs to be a light that people look and say, that person's kind. You know, they're gentle. They're kind.
My son's grandmother passed away, you know, about 2 or 3 years ago, my ex-husband's mother. And I was invited to the funeral with his permission, but the sister was involved and was kind of involved. But I was invited to the funeral, and I didn't know how I was going to act, because all the other times I'd seen him, all the negative stuff and all the stuff I went through in the divorce and after that, all that crap went on.
Yeah.
And God was really with me, and everything was cool.
Yeah.
We actually hugged each other.
Wow.
Of course, his wife saw that and didn't look happy, but, you know, it was just a genuine, I'm really sorry that your mother passed away. And I really was.
Right, sure.
You know, and I think that spoke, and I'm not saying look at me, but that is something that happened.
Right.
And I think that showed my son, taught my son, who's now 24, something that he knows what all went on. But, yeah, mom can do that.
That's what we're supposed to be.
Mom can do that.
Amen. You know? Forgiving and generous. Ooh, good stuff. Let's look at verse 26 of Mark 4. Then Jesus said, God's kingdom is like a seed thrown on a field by a man who then goes to bed and forgets about it. A seed sprouts and grows. He has no idea how it happens. The earth does it all. Okay? The earth does it all. We're the soil, right? Without his help, first a green stem of grass, then a bud, then a ripened grain. When the grain is fully formed, he reaps. It's harvest time. How can we picture God's kingdom? What kind of story can we use? It's like a pine nut. When it lands on the ground, it is quite small as seeds go. Yet once it is planted, it grows into a huge pine tree with thick branches and eagles nest in it. And it goes on to say here that Jesus kept teaching like this, trying to get these stories into people so they would realize that when he was planting the word in them, it needed to be landing in that good soil so that a tree could flourish out of a little tiny seed. Woo, Megan, talk to us about all that. That's good stuff.
Well, it still makes me think about when it says landing in the appropriate soil.
Right.
And what that means to me is that the soil is clean.
Yeah.
The soil, in quote unquote, is forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
It's free of impurities. And that's what we need to do to have that seed implanted in us, the soil, so that it will grow.
Amen.
We can't throw contaminants on top of it and expect it to grow.
Right.
It's not going to work. That's just common sense. So if you have resentment, if you've sinned,
right.
If you've prayed the sinner's prayer, your soil's clean.
Right.
You have a clean slate today, and it's time to start new. It's time
yes.
to start letting those seeds grow inside of you and let them come out and let them be seen and let your light be seen. Let his
Ooh.
Light be seen.
Oh, amen. Let the light of Jesus, the love, the compassion, the kindness, the generosity of Jesus be seen through your life. Look at our heart. People, it's all about our heart. What is your heart producing? Is your heart producing that those good works? Do people look at you and say, they are so kind, they're so gentle? Or do people look at you and say, golly, what is wrong with that person? They're never happy. They're always mean. They're always nasty. You know, it brings me to this song by Casting Crowns. Listen to our hearts. And that's our goal. Lord, we want you to listen to our hearts. Listen to the words of this song. It's a great song.
How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears. Words could not express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirit sing, a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. Tell you of our love, just listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had 1,000 years, I would still run out of time. So if you listen to my heart, every beat will say,
you for the light. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for the way. And listen to our heart.
Oh Lord, please listen.
Hear our spirit sing.
And hear us sing.
A song of praise that flows.
A song of praise.
Tell you what an awesome God you are. But when words are not enough to tell you of our love, just listen to our hearts.
Praise God. Listen to our hearts, mighty God. That's our desire. We just want to be all you want us to be. Ooh, Nan's got a poem. That's unusual, isn't it, Megan?
It is very weird.
Weird, isn't it? Yeah. We're being sarcastic, of course.
I know. It's okay. God, please listen to my heart. It says that I love you so much. I desire to bring forth good fruit, and I desire your awesome touch. I want you to know this thing. I love you with all of my heart. I will always desire to be in your arms. I never want to from you be apart. Thank you for all you've done for me. I will live my life to bring you glory. I will share with those that I meet where I am and about my story.
That's cool.
And, you know, when he shared that last part about my story, you know, I thought of all the people listening.
Right.
They have a story.
They have a story, yeah.
They have a story. You know, and they may say, well, I'm not a Billy Graham. Well, I'm not either, you know, but, you know, everyone has a story. Everyone has somewhere where they've come from, where they've been, where they are,
right.
Where they're going. And they can share that story with, you know, and that's a way of ministering, is by sharing your story with people.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and it can encourage others who maybe go through what they have gone through. They can share their story of how the seeds fell on the good soil in their life.
Ooh, amen.
And they came to saving knowledge of Jesus Christ in their life, and then they have that story to share.
Absolutely. Megan, you want to comment on that? That is so true, Nan.
It's dead on, because the stories that you have can be turned into testimonies.
Absolutely.
And that's the coolest thing, is that when a storm becomes something that you can testify about how the Lord brought you out a better person.
Yes.
And even with charity people.
We're losing you, Megan.
Shouldn't be. I'm on the landline. Can
you
hear me?
Oh, there now.
Now it is.
Yeah.
I was holding the phone. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
But, you know, it's in those testimonies that you can minister to people, just like what Nan was saying. It's a powerful thing to be able to use those stories.
Right.
So instead of, you know, using them as to be negative, is give them to the Lord and let him change your circumstances.
Oh, amen.
Let it be changed into a testimony.
Yes.
It's totally awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We're still getting a lot of static there with you. I don't know why.
Let me change phones.
Okay, change phones. And here we are now in Mark chapter 4, and we're going down to verse 35. And I think this is very interesting here, what happens, because Jesus has been ministering this whole day on all these different points that we've been going over in this show. And it gets late into the day. And so he says to his disciples in verse 35 of Mark chapter 4, that's where we are, let's go across to the other side. Okay. They took him in the boat as he was. Other boats came along. So there's a big group of boats going along to the other side of the lake. But, like happens so often in a lot of our lives, a huge storm comes up. You mean storms came up in Jesus' life? Yeah, here we go. He is, and here the waves are pouring into the boat and threatening to sink it. And Jesus was in the stern, and his head was on a pillow, and he was sleeping, Nan. Golly, this makes it look like Jesus just wasn't even aware of what was going on. I find this very interesting story. I think he was probably playing
possum.
Possum, yeah. I think he probably was playing possum, because he wanted to teach them a huge lesson right here. aren't there storms in our lives, Nan? I mean, really, in all of our lives.
Yes.
That's the right answer. Megan, talk to me about these storms, because sometimes they seem overwhelming.
Sure they do. And sometimes you feel like they're going to just, you know, end your life.
Right.
And it's not. Not when you have faith.
Right.
Not when you know that the person asleep in the boat controls the outcome of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the coolest thing, because instead of trying to control your circumstances, like I said earlier, you've got to let the Lord lead you.
Exactly.
And it takes, I'll tell you what, it takes patience.
Right.
It takes time to come out of those storms.
Oh.
And it's okay, because during those patient teaching moments, which I've been through, it shows you who you really are.
Right.
How strong you can really be. And it's not self-strength. It's the Lord's strength.
Absolutely it is.
It totally is. And it's just, if there's waves coming in your boat and you feel like you're going to drown, you're not going to drown if you just reach out to the one who can stop the storm.
Oh, amen. And, you know, realistically, we all go through difficult times in our lives, even when, let's say, we're in Category 4 and the word falls on good soil. That doesn't mean we're never going to have hassles and problems, right? Nan, talk to me about that, because we are all subject to the forces in this world, into weather, into all kinds of situations that happen in our lives.
Well, I, you know, having been in leadership in churches in the past and knowing the people and knowing what's happening in the leaders' lives,
right?
You know, they face a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, but yet
I bear witness to that.
Exactly. You bear witness. They get up and they do their duty.
That's right.
They
That's
go right
exactly
on. They don't
right.
miss a lick on it. If they're a preacher, they would go ahead and preach regardless of what was happening.
Yeah.
Higher up in the denomination on a situation like that, you know, just regardless of what was happening with them in that situation, they continued to do what they were supposed to do. They continued to bring
right.
the word. You know, praise and worship leaders I know at times have had, you know, just these are just people I know for a fact from situations I know.
Right.
You know, we all, you know, we have to keep going on. We
right.
we can't just let it bog us down and let it become a wedge for us between reading the word, between praying,
right.
you know, between spending that time with God. We need to move forward. And then that gives a witness, because let's take Megan. I'll try not to cry, Megan. Let's take Megan.
You've already been crying,
I
Nan.
I've already did my crying for the day.
That's all right.
You know,
you go
Megan,
ahead.
Having gone through what she's gone through,
right.
continued to consistently move forward for the Lord. Continued
Amen.
To do what she was supposed to do, be responsible where she was supposed to be responsible, continued to post positive, encouraging things on Facebook that I read, knowing that she was going through what she was going through, she still pressed on. And Megan stands as an example to us of what we need to do, is in the midst
Amen.
Of the trial, continue to press on. And Megan set that example for us.
And Megan, for our audience that maybe don't know of your story, you and your husband Ben, can you just kind of briefly tell us what Nan is referring to in this
yes,
past
sorry,
year
Nan
of your life?
Crying.
That's okay.
Your turn to cry.
It's your turn to cry.
Thanks, Nan.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you too. Now, just hear Nan talk about, sorry, to talk about my character.
Amen.
Through what I had been through about losing Grayson last year to a hole in his diaphragm, and being able to look back now at the character that I maintained through that storm,
right?
It blows my mind, and I know that sounds really stupid.
No,
not at all.
It's not the carnal Megan. It was the spiritual Megan that I want to grow, that I want to
Amen.
I want to continue to be the light no matter how I'm judged.
Amen.
And, you know, losing a child is extremely difficult.
Oh, absolutely.
But when the Lord showed up at the hospital, and just like that Sandy Patty song, seeing the Lord in a situation,
mm-hmm.
it will blow your mind.
It does.
It will blow your human mind out of the water, because it's like, how how did my family get through that?
Right.
How did I stand so strong?
Right.
And it was only because of one being. It was only because of God.
Amen.
And, you know, I love to talk about Grayson because, you know, people are probably like, God, here we're talking about that again. No, I love to talk about Grayson.
Amen. You go right ahead and do it.
He's my testimony.
He is your
testimony. To the power, the awesome, mighty power of God. And then here again, a year later, to the day that my son died, Zoe Grace is going to be born.
Right.
And it's just another addition to this storm, another addition to this testimony.
Right.
Of if you stand strong in your faith, if you stand strong and be courageous for the King, you will be richly blessed and
Ooh.
Rewarded. And
Amen.
I tell you what, it still continues to blow my mind because it's just his power, guys. It's amazing. It's life altering.
Oh, it is.
And I wish it for anybody that hears this radio show. I just wish it for everybody.
Megan, I want to insert in there also a little point that wasn't mentioned. The date is to the year to the date. That date was not by your choosing.
Absolutely,
ma'am. It was the way that the, quote, circumstances, but we know that it was, quote, because of God that he
Absolutely.
Did that. But I didn't want people to think you intentionally set that date because you did not.
No, because how could anyone but God make 39 weeks of pregnancy land on April the 11th?
Right, which
only
is the same day.
People, mm-hmm. Not me, only God, because I chose to surrender and give up and relinquish any form of control that I had over myself.
Yes,
I gave
yes.
it to him. And look what he's doing now. He is blessing me with life.
Amen. Woo, amen.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Little Grayson Joe was born last year, 2014, on April 10th, and lived 33 hours, which I find that interesting, too. That number three is the fullness of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He lived exactly 33 hours and then went to be with Jesus. And yes, was it hard on Ben, Megan's husband, and Megan and the whole family? Absolutely. It's one of those painful, awful things you can go through to lose a child. But there's beauty that's come from ashes. And, you know, that phrase that's found in Isaiah 61, where Jesus quotes it in his first sermon, that he came to bring beauty out of ashes.
Amen.
That little phrase has been rolling around in my spirit for the last 24 hours. That is really what God does. And that's why we need Jesus. We need him in our lives. Megan, I hate to think what it would have been like for you and your family and your husband last year and little Andrew, your son, your five-year-old son, to have gone through the loss of this baby without God. And people are out there in this world that have no clue how much they need God. And that's really huge, don't you think, Meg?
It is huge because I don't, you know, I've wondered what it would be like without him. I can tell you I would be on medication and I would be in bed.
Right.
Because it would have destroyed me.
Yes. Yes.
Because I had a time like that, about maybe 3 days after I came home from the hospital, when the devil tried to tell me that that's all I could do was to lay in bed.
Right.
But my dad told me to get up.
Yes.
And I will never forget that because that was the Lord telling me, rise, warrior, you're
Woo!
Not done. And no one is done. If you're laying in bed and you're depressed and you can't get up, you are called to be a warrior.
Yes.
And I'm telling you that you need to get up.
Amen.
You need to get up and beat the devil.
Absolutely right.
And give the Lord a chance to work in your life so that he can change you.
Amen. I go back to John 10:10 that I quoted earlier in the show. Jesus said this, John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief, meaning Satan, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but I came to give you life and to give it abundantly. And in the Amplified Bible, it says there, till it overflows, till life is just overflowing with God's blessings. And Megan, this is what's happening now with the birth of your little daughter coming up in 3 weeks. Zoe Grace, and just Zoe means life, the God kind of life, and Grace, of course, means God's empowering presence that allows us to be more than we can be and allows us to live in his mercy and his blessings, and that's the name that you two have chosen for this baby. And yes, she is scheduled to be born the same day that Grayson went to be with Jesus. So it's pretty powerful stuff here. And, you know, listening audience, we in the ministry, we don't have everything perfect in our lives. We don't always have everything work out the way we want it to work out. Some of us, I, as a realtor for years, I went through the economic crash a few years back, the Great Recession. And frankly, I lost everything, all my investments, everything. And yet I never lost my relationship with the Lord. And I kept on teaching and kept on preaching and kept on doing this radio show through it all because God gave me the strength to keep going one foot in front of the other. Whether you out there in Radio Land have lost financially, whether you've lost a person dear to you in your life, whether you've lost a job, whether you've lost a significant other or a marriage and you're going through divorce, whatever it is in your life, God says, I'm right there. I have not left you and I will not leave you. The most frequent promise in the Word of God is, I am with you always. It's scattered all through the Word. Kenneth Copeland says it's 365 times in the Word. That's once for every day. I like that. I like that statistic. 365 times, I am with you always. I am there. God will not leave you, dear listener. God will not. And all he asks of us is that we learn to be all we can be for him. And, oh, that brings us to this song. And then we'll get to Nan and Megan again and go back to this story in the boat in a moment. This is from the group New World Sun. An interesting title to this song right now fits exactly where we are. Learning to be the light.
When the stars came crashing down in tiny pieces to the ground, I was all alone down here, trapped beneath the atmosphere. Then I thought somebody called my name. I spun around and caught a flame. I gave in to a God I didn't know. And now everything is falling into place. A brand new life is calling and I owe it all to grace. It's so much brighter living in your world. Savior, what you did for me. Melted with advice. No one wants to listen to a list of things they shouldn't do. So I build a city on a hill and I light a candle on the sill, knowing you'll be always knocking at the door. Oh God, I just want to love on everyone. All I have is yours to give. So let the people come. It's so much brighter living in your world. Savior, what you did for me. You gave me something I want everyone to see. When we stumble and it all goes wrong, only you can make it right. So I say, the shadows hide, the light that breaks the curse of pride, the light that takes the weary in its arms. When it all came crashing down, there was only darkness all around, but in the distance I could see a flame. Savior, what you did for me. You gave me
love that. I love that song. I'm learning to be the light. Praise God. Woo! Oh, yeah. Learning to be the light. Praise God. We don't have it all figured out. We are going to continue to have struggles in our lives, but we're learning to be the light. Nan, talk to us. What did God give you?
You are learning to be the light who shines out for the world to see.
Amen.
I will help you as you travel along. Keep looking to and leaning upon me. You are the light who shines for me to a world who needs eternal life. I will help them in all that they face. I will help them through their strifes. Go out, share my word with those around. I am proud of the decisions you've made this day. Allow them to see my light in you. I will lead you in all you're to do. Just pray.
Oh, good and stuff.
I believe this is just the way he kind of, as we're ending this show, I'll try not to cry again. As we're ending this show in a few minutes, said, people have made decisions today. People have accepted Jesus. They prayed that prayer along with you, with Megan, when
yes.
you prayed earlier in the show.
Yes.
They accepted Jesus.
Yeah.
There's people who were Christians who realized they were one of the three of the recipient, the seeds being sown. They've made a decision to be that good soil.
Amen.
Today.
Praise
a lot of decisions
God.
Have been made.
I agree with
either
you.
Today
I feel
or
that
at a
too.
Later time for the people who've heard this show.
Yeah.
And of course, if we would love for them to share that with us,
sure.
if they could send in an email to your email address at pastor@bohmglobal.com just to share. And if they need encouragement, if they need a scripture, if they need guidance, whatever they need, they can contact you. And I know that you'll be there for them and you will
Amen.
Reply back to them.
Absolutely.
But I believe this was just a way, the last point that he's given today to kind of say, you did it, children. Talking to the ones who are listening.
Praise God.
You did it, children.
Praise God. There's nothing like a life-changing decision. Woo! Which brings us back to finishing up this last story in Mark 4. The storm is battering down on this boat, and Jesus is asleep. And so they wake him up, and they say, Teacher, is it nothing to you that we're going down? I think there's times in my life I've said, God, don't you realize I'm going down for the count here? I mean, it's okay to say that. And Jesus said, awake now. Or no, what happened was, awake now. He told the wind, here's what he did, to pipe down. And he said to the sea, quiet, settle down. The wind ran out of breath. The sea became smooth as glass. Jesus reprimanded the disciples, why are you such cowards? Don't you have any faith at all? They were in absolute awe and staggered. Who is this anyway that he even tells the wind and the sea? And they respond to his beck and call. Woo, Megan, apply this to our lives, dear.
Oh, my goodness. When I hear that, it makes me think about going through what I did. And instead of standing there in the boat scared that I was going to drown,
right.
scared that I was going to go down, I chose to stand firm on my faith that the Lord that's in my boat was going to lead me through that, and it was all going to be calm and quiet and controlled.
That's right.
And it was.
And it was.
It was. And that's the coolest thing is that if we would just have a little bit of faith, if we could just be as calm as Jesus was in this boat, that we could just, and I'm not saying we need to be asleep, that we would just be that calm because we are that comforted by the Lord, that we don't have to panic. We don't have to stress.
Amen.
We don't have to try to make decisions for ourselves because the person that's in our boat, that we want in our boat, we should want in our boat, holds the final decision, as I've said the entire show.
Yes.
He is the comfort. He is the peace in that storm.
Amen.
And that's what that story can speak to us about, is how he can turn such a horrible situation into where you think that where you're going to die, that he just spoke some words and said, the sea be calm and the wind die, and it was all done.
Praise
and
God.
Just that those words that came out of his Ooh. Mouth, that's how powerful he is.
Amen. And you know, Megan, Nan, God wants to do that for our listening audience today, no matter what storm you're in. Some of you out there are critically ill, And I just pray for you right now in the name of Jesus that you would rise up and be healed, that you would allow the healer, Jesus himself, to minister life to your body right now. If you're suffering terrible headaches, I just speak healing to your head in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to your physical body and your emotional self. Some of you are discouraged and depressed, and God says he's breathing life into you right now. Some of you have heard these words, and you say, I need to make changes. And God would say to you, yes, I see your heart, and you will be able to make those changes. He wants to encourage you that you can, and he's going to show you what changes you need to make on a daily basis, moment by moment. Some of you out there are saying, this all sounds rather radical, and God would say to you, it's really not. It's believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that God raised Jesus from the dead and that we serve a risen Lord and Savior who says to us, all things are possible to him
who believes.
Do you
remember when music was really music? Well, we've really got it. Be someplace special with the music of your life on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hang on just a minute. Something just happened there. Whoa, interesting. Okay. So here we are in the midst of just a moment of where God is just saying he wants to minister to us in such a powerful way. And we just need to reach out and take what he has for us. Don't you agree, Nan?
Yes. Yeah, I know in times, difficulties that I have had or face, reaching out to him, he would give me what I needed to deal with.
Amen.
What I needed to deal with, or
and that's what he's doing now.
Do something, and,
yes,
you know,
it's what he wants to do right now.
It's what he's doing right now.
So, some of you out there are saying, "Okay, where do I begin? You know, where do I begin? I'm learning to be the light. How do I become the light? What do I do? Where do I start?" Where you start is get in your Bible and read and study. We're in the book of Mark right now, so that's a great place for you to be reading. Also, another one, a good book to begin with is the book of John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the first four books of the New Testament, are so important to your growth as a child of God, in particular the book of John. And the book of Psalms in the Old Testament help you so much. So those are just words of advice. Get in your Bible, read it, study it. We offer you hundreds of radio shows on our website, bohmglobal.com. Hundreds. They're on our website. Go there and listen to the stuff that's been taught all these years and get it down on the inside of you. Make use of the programs that are out there. Megan, give us a final word here, too.
Well, if you feel like you have no other choice in your life, that you're at your wit's end, you have one choice left, and that's to make the decision to follow the Lord and
Amen.
Let the Lord see your heart.
Yes.
And I just pray that this radio show has helped you see the chains that bind you.
Right.
And that you can get rid of those chains, that you can unlock the locks that hold those chains on your heart. And you can let the Lord heal your heart because he knows your heart.
Amen.
And he wants to be your light.
Praise God. It's just a matter of going to him in faith and saying, Lord,
right.
this word is I declare that this word is planted in good soil today, and I'm going to act on it, Nan.
Well, I like my last comment to be a verse from the poem that he inspired called Listen to My Heart. Thank you for all you've done for me. I will live my life to bring you glory. I will share with those that I meet where I am and about my story. And I just want to encourage the listeners to share their story.
Yes.
Share their story and share their Jesus.
Amen.
Our Jesus.
Amen, man.
Absolutely. Share your story. You can always contact us. That's what we're about. We're a global ministry. BOHMglobal.com is our website. We're a global ministry that believes in prayer and praising God for the answers. Just use your email. Put it on your phone somewhere, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Use it anytime, 24/7, 365, with a prayer request. And, you know, we will absolutely get that to our prayer team. A prayer will be written, and we will agree in prayer. If you want to be on the prayer team, it doesn't matter where you're located in this world. That is fine. Just send an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Say, I put me on the prayer team, and that is fine. No obligation. If you want to give financially, be a financial partner. If your funds will go towards these radio broadcasts, then go to bohmglobal.com, our website. Go down on the homepage to the bottom. Go to donations. Click on that, and it will open up PayPal, and you can go and give a donation, and it will go towards the radio ministry. On Thursday nights, we talked about earlier, we have our Go Yard show. It's a life coaching show. It's all about helping you live better. We've had such topics as domestic violence, how to cope with that, setting proper boundaries. The last 2 weeks, we had shows on sometimes life hurts and dealing with trauma. Megan, those were good shows, weren't they? And what's your comment there? Because you're always listening.
They are very good shows. They're very insightful. And the words make sense. Does that sound stupid?
No, that's good.
It really does. It makes a lot of sense. It's not like it's on another level. I can relate it to my life.
Great.
And that's why I like to listen, is because it makes sense.
Great. So join us on Thursday nights, Go Yard, with Mama Mac, that's my other name, and along with Dr. Angel Falzoni, who is part of our ministry and PhD licensed mental health counselor. And that airs at 6 o'clock, 6:05 actually, on this network, Tantalk1340.com, 5 o'clock Eastern Time on the Starcom Media Network. So anyway, go to our website for Go Yard, and you can find out all the ways to listen to the show. And also, we have all the shows we've done up through February are on that GoYard2014.org. Make sure you put that, not com. GoYard2014.org. Go to our website, and you can listen to all the shows we've done since September through February. And there's a lot of good stuff there. All right, Nan and Megan, it's been a joy to be with you on the show today, and always fun to have you both on. You're just great, and it's been a great show. So people, just know that God wants you to learn to be that light for Him. He wants you to learn to be all you can be for Him, and to realize that He's with you every moment of every day, and that He wants to help you get through those difficult times and the good times too, and He's always there for you. Either of you have something else to say? You good?
Good.
You're good. All right.
To both of you, and I love you both.
All right. We love you too, Megan. All right. So if you're in the Tampa Bay area, and we'd love to have you join us for our Friday night gathering, and that happens every Friday night, an interactive Bible study that I teach or my associate, Pastor Jim, and it is located at the Ramada Inn on Almerton Road, 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater, 6:30 every Friday night. And we have some great praise and worship music, and then we get in the Word, and it's a real learning time. Nan, you're there every Friday, and it's a joy, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. So it's everybody's fantastic. Welcome.
Yeah, we have a great time.
All right.
Teaching's rich.
All right. So welcome if you're in the Tampa Bay area, if you're visiting. So, again, we remind you of our prayer line. Use it. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send in any requests and praise reports. We always want to hear those praise reports because there's so many answers to prayer. And it's just a joy to see what God is doing as we agree in prayer, and then things happen. So we hope you've enjoyed the show today, Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Why don't you tell a few friends about it and tell them how to access it? And with technology now, it's so easy. So go to our website, bohmglobal.com. There's a ton of radio shows there, and we want you to hear them and learn the Word. This has been Pastor Marcia, along with Nan and Megan today from Beacon of Hope, bringing you the Word of God and reminding you it's not far to Jesus.
There is no distance,
no distance to Him.
From the love of God, He's always there to hear our prayer and answer when we call. It's not far from here to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and He will lead you safely to His side. There's no need for you to fear. You can trust Him with your heart. It's not far.
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 From me.
it's not far.